Communities across the country are coming off a month-long celebration of LGBTQ pride, marking 50 years since the Stonewall riots that galvanized the modern LGBTQ rights movement. But there's a dark cloud hanging over it all. At least 11 transgender people have been fatally shot or killed by other violent means so far this year, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Brooklyn Lindsay became the latest known victim of deadly violence against transgender women last week in Kansas City. Police are treating her death as a homicide. Last year, advocates counted at least 26 transgender people killed violently in the U.S., the majority of whom were Black transgender women. Mateo De La Torre is transgender and a racial and economic justice policy advocate at the National Center for Transgender Equality. Mateo, do we know, are these transgender people being killed because they're transgender? Or is it random? Or is it because they're in some risky situation because they've been marginalized by being transgender? Why is this happening?
Yeah, no, and it is, unfortunately, it's a very common experience in the trans community, particularly in the Black trans community. For a fact, we know that Black transgender women are not exposed to violence because of anything inherent in their identity. It is the situation in the systemic structure that we've created in our society that limits their access to employment, that limits their access to housing, that limits their access to any form of opportunity, and more often than not, funnels people into survival work. And that includes sex work, and that includes the drug trade and other forms of non-legal employment. Mm-hmm. And we also know for a fact that a lot of transgender people, when they are engaging in the sex trade or even just existing, a lot of transgender women are just profiled by law enforcement as sex workers. And we know that results in a re-victimization of transgender people. We know that there's a lot of harassment and physical violence and sexual violence from law enforcement and from the criminal justice system in general towards transgender people.
Well, picking up on some of the things you said, unemployment among trans people is 3 times the national average. You know, so you've answered the question. It's more that transgender people are being funneled into occupations that are risky. Talk about, you know, some of that very fraught relationship between many transgendered persons and law enforcement. So you talk about how there may be underreporting. There's sometimes misgendering. In other words, mm-hmm. we don't even know if some of the women who are ending up dead are transgender. They may be.
Mm-hmm. And that's correct. We at the National Center for Transgender Equality, we hold the largest survey of transgender people in the nation, and that's called the U.S. Transgender Survey. And in it, we found that 56% of transgender people, when they have interacted with law enforcement, they have experienced some form of harassment, whether it be misgendering or being asked for sexual favors in exchange for being released.
We'll talk about how some of the existing laws also may leave out transgendered people. You have in Texas the James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Act. He, of course, the African-American who was dragged behind a pickup and killed. Passed in 2001, it does impose big penalties for crimes committed because of bias against a victim's race, religion, color, sex, disability, sexual preference, age, or national origin. But that does not include gender expression.
Yeah, or gender identity.
Or gender identity.
And unfortunately, you know, Texas isn't the only state that fails to explicitly have non-discrimination protections for transgender people. That's the main reason why we need to act federally. We need to pass the Equality Act. The Equality Act would effectively grant non-discrimination protections for transgender people based on gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics, which are a lot of the different ways in which transgender people tend to experience this form of discrimination. It'll protect folks in housing, employment, and a whole host of other areas, including public accommodations, and that's everything from a restaurant to a service that you might be seeking. So it really grants transgender people permission to exist in public life. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to focus federally to pass the Equality Act for all those other states that we know for a fact might take a little bit longer to also cover transgender people and non-discrimination protections.
Presidential candidate, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker brought this up during the debates last week. Let's listen.
We do not talk enough about trans Americans, especially African-American trans Americans, and the incredibly high rates of murder right now. We don't talk enough about how many children, about 30% of LGBTQ kids, who do not go to school because of fear. It's not enough just to be on the Equality Act. I'm an original co-sponsor. We need to have a president that will fight to protect LGBTQ Americans single day from violence.
Thank you, Senator Booker.
So there's Booker saying it's not just the act, but just to make a note, the Equality Act itself, which adds sexual orientation and gender identity to the Civil Rights Act, has been fought by leaders from 86 faith-based schools, universities, and institutions. They sent a letter to the House Judiciary Committee saying this law would endanger women and girls using the restroom, which is, the old argument against, acknowledging transgender people. There's still a resistance to this.
There is. That's just a completely false argument. There have been zero cases that I am aware of that a person would claim to be of a different gender in order to gain access and commit a crime, which is a separate crime. Transgender people have existed in every single space of society for the history of time. And it's just a matter of making sure that folks who are maybe more visible also get those privileges and access.
Matteo De La Torre, a transgender man and also racial and economic justice policy advocate at the National Center for Transgender Equality. Matteo, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.